Same person, different font. A Clint Barton and James Bucky Barnes fic. Written by 42 Do Not Panic and read by 42 Do Not Panic as the narrator.
Flower Parish as Bucky Barnes.
Vexpatch as Clint Barton.
A literal garbage heap as Steve Rogers.
This fic is tagged for Trans Clint, Alternate Universe After College / University, Alternate Universe Bar / Pub, and Alternate Universe No Powers. Summary. Bucky recognizes someone at a bar, and while the outside may have changed over the last few years, on the inside, they are still the same person. Bucky walked through the crowded bar. He used to come here a lot, back when he was still in college, but recently he rarely had the chance to go out, and if he had a free night, the Spoons to spend at least an hour or two out, and nothing else that demanded his attention, he usually chose smaller, quieter establishments. The crowded bar close to campus wasn't exactly his first choice. This was Tony's birthday, and he had picked their old favorite, so Bucky didn't really have much of a choice but to come and accept the overstimulation that came with it. He and Steve had just taken a few minutes to breathe outside and were on their way back to the table when something caught Bucky's eye. A guy, a good 6 inches taller than him, dressed entirely in purple with pretty much only the face and a mess of blonde hair peeking out the top. The sheer number of different shades of purple alone was enough that he stood out against the other customers, who were mostly dressed in shades of grey, brown, and dark blue. But it was something else that truly prompted Bucky to do a double take. As Bucky walked past the counter where the guy was just ordering another round, he caught a glimpse of a strong jaw, the last trace of a black eye, and a bright purple cochlear implant.
Buck?
Steve asked.
Everything all right?
Bucky just nodded absentmindedly and gestured for Steve to go ahead without him. Steve frowned slightly, but Bucky was already too distracted by the blonde who had by then gotten a fresh beer and was going back to his own seat. But before he could duck around the nearest pool table, Bucky caught his shoulder.
Barton?
He asked, not quite managing to keep the surprise from his voice. The other man flinched slightly, and even though Bucky pulled back almost immediately after getting his attention, he could feel the other man tense. For a split second, it seemed like the blonde would simply ignore the approach and probably blame it on the noise and his aides not picking up the voice. But just as Bucky was about to leave it be, the blonde turned around, a forced smile on his face, but wary and defensiveness clear in every line of his body.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
He pressed out. Like everything about him, his voice was different than Bucky remembered it, but it was undoubtedly the same person.
Hey.
Bucky offered with a gentle smile, waving slightly with his right hand.
Didn't expect to see you here,
he added, trying to remember the ASL equivalent but not managing to translate it to one-handed movements quickly enough.
Yeah, I'm in town for some family things, but I needed a break from the chaos.
He muttered, barely understandable against the chatter around them. Chuckling slightly, Bucky looked around them pointedly.
You chose this place to get away from the chaos.
Clint just shrugged.
I don't know that many places around here. This is at least familiar.
He was clearly uncomfortable, but didn't want to admit it.
Look, I don't want to keep you from your group. I saw you're here with some folks from college.
He trailed off, his eyes anxiously flicking between Bucky and the corner where the others were sitting.
Yeah.
Bucky shrugged one-sidedly and threw a glance over his shoulder.
It's for Tony's birthday, but they can go without me for a few minutes if you'd like to catch up.
He offered, hoping the other would get the hint that Bucky wanted to find a quiet place himself. The other ran a hand through his hair and took a sip of his beer before responding.
Look, I'm not too keen on being back here and meeting a lot of the old folks, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't tell them about...
He glanced down at himself and gestured vaguely through the air between them.
This.
Yeah, sorry.
Bucky sighed, defeated, but tried to keep his expression neutral.
Good luck with the rest of your family thing, and it was nice to see you again, man.
For a moment, neither of them said anything, and Bucky could almost feel the anxiety in the air between them as the other fidgeted with a bottle in his hands. The blonde sighed, still frowning.
I'm not the same person I was, okay? I'm not.
He stammered, but Bucky cut him off.
I noticed that, Barton. Most of us aren't like we were in college. Even Tony and his whole entourage can't party like they used to anymore, and the rest of us have been through some stuff as well.
He stopped for a second, but decided that he trusted the other man enough to give him a glimpse of his biggest change. Bucky casually pulled his left sleeve up a few inches and gestured vaguely with his prosthetic.
It's been years. We all changed,
he added, feeling himself tense as the other's eyes flickered between the exposed mantle and his face.
You don't mind that I...
He asked quietly, not meeting Bucky's eyes.
No, I really don't.
Bucky assured him immediately, pushing the sleeve back down as he noticed the first stranger staring at him.
And if you really don't want to talk, that's fine, but I'd love to catch up.
Okay.
Clint nodded, still a little hesitant.
Do you mind if we go to the back? It's quieter over there.
No, not at all.
Bucky assured, trying to stop himself from chuckling at the other's anxiety.
The number of people in this bar is starting to drive me insane.
Like I said, probably wouldn't be my first choice, but at least I know this place.
The blonde muttered again before weaving his way through the bar to a dark but quiet back corner. After they sat down, Bucky asked,
You want to tell me your name? It's starting to get a little awkward to think of you as Barton the entire time. Referring to people by their last name was always more of a Tony thing to do.
He offered a friendly smile, but Clint mostly blinked at him.
Sorry, come again? I didn't get most of that.
He admitted it quietly after a moment of silence between them.
Sorry, I'd sign, but...
Bucky just gestured with his prosthetic hand.
I asked if you wanted to tell me your name. It's starting to get weird to call you Barton in my head.
He didn't repeat the last sentence, as it wasn't really that important to the conversation. The other blushed and looked down at his bottle for a moment. When he looked back up, there was a mixture of embarrassment and pride on his face.
Clinton, but most people just call me Clint.
He said it quickly, as if a part of him wanted to get it over with.
That's a pretty name. It suits you.
Bucky smiled.
It's nice to meet you for who you really are.
You don't seem very surprised.
Clint muttered self-consciously. Bucky shrugged, and he had to mask a flicker of pain that went through him at the movement.
I can't say I expected it from who you were in college, but it's not like it's a big shock.
He allowed himself a moment to relax against the worn leather of the booth before looking at Clint again.
You were always one of the ones with a kind of weird relationship with gender. Maybe it's something like gaydar.
Yeah, maybe.
Clint mused, taking a sip of his beer before realizing the implications of what Bucky had said.
Wait, that implies that you also don't exactly have a normal relationship with gender.
Clint frowned at him again. Bucky chuckled and stared at his mismatched hands before catching himself and looking at Clint so he could lip-read when he answered.
Yeah, my relationship with gender is... complicated, to say the least. And don't worry, no one really knows.
He paused to think of the right phrasing before deciding to just go for it.
I'm not entirely sure where I fall yet, but it's definitely not either side of the binary, so... yeah.
He focused back on Clint instead of just facing in his general direction.
But, like I said, it's nothing tangible yet, and no one really knows about it anyway.
The awkward tension between them and a wave of anxiety about the topic caused Bucky to stiffen up, and another wave of pain made him flinch and grimace for a second.
Hey, Buck. You good?
Clint asked, hesitantly extending a hand but letting it hover in the air about an inch from Bucky's real hand.
No. Yeah, it's okay. It's just been a long day is all.
He shrugged, trying to slip back into his mask but apparently failing as Clint kept eyeing him. The blonde's gaze flicked from Bucky's metal hand to his sleeve, where the outline of the socket was slightly visible under the fabric of his hoodie. Then it went to his tense shoulders and jaw, before catching a slight twitch of his other hand when a noise on the other side of the bar startled Bucky.
The last few years were harder on you than you let through, huh?
Clint asked quietly. Normally, Bucky didn't like talking about it. The gentle expression on Clint's face and what little he knew about the blonde from the days in college together made him believe that Clint didn't ask because he was nosy or because he wanted to get details that didn't actually concern him. Clint might just be one of the few people who actually cared and could somewhat relate to it. Bucky sighed, thinking about how much he wanted to give away, but the swelling noise of a newly arrived group and the growing pain in his injured shoulder made the decision easy.
It's been a shit few years for me, personally, professionally, and medically.
He explained, not making eye contact.
And I'm definitely not made for this kind of evening anymore.
He added, sighing and looking around at the crowd.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever made for it. Just in college, I would just get drunk, let myself get picked up by some guy, and take the hangover the next day. Like, well, not quite like a man yet, but you get the point.
He chuckled.
But I've gotten too old to get drunk and just be fine the next day. And getting picked up by a cute guy is a lot harder like this. And I've also kind of stopped the I can't be ace if I fuck a different guy every weekend strategy, so...
He shrugged, blushing as he realized he had said all of that out loud. But Bucky just smiled sympathetically.
How about getting picked up for takeout and a very comfortable couch?
He smirked, hoping he didn't completely misread the situation. Clint blushed, but the why he fidgeted with his bottle again showed Bucky that it wasn't entirely for positive reasons.
I don't do sex anymore. In general, but definitely not since I've started transitioning. I'm ace.
Yeah, me too.
Bucky interrupted Clint casually.
And I'm in way too much pain to have sex tonight anyway, so I'm definitely not looking for a one-night stand. But I've always liked you, and, well, what can I say? Disaster blondes have always been my type.
He smirked for a moment before going back to a more serious expression.
But whether this turns into something or not, a guy can invite another guy over for pizza without any background thoughts.
Then nodded, more confident again.
Especially when it's mostly an excuse to leave a shitty party early.
Bucky added, winking, and as Clint emptied his beer in one long swig, Bucky guessed he had finally managed to convince the other man.
Yeah, let's go. I could never say no to the promise of pizza.
Clint smirked. The confidence Bucky remembered from the days in college was finally at the forefront again. The two men got up and left the bar together. As they stepped out into the cool quiet of the May night and the door fell closed behind him, Clint asked,
Don't you have to tell the others?
But Bucky just shrugged again and offered to wrap an arm around Clint.
Nah, they won't miss me much. I'll just text Steve that I had to go home because... reasons. He gets it, and he'll make up some excuse for Tony. It's gonna be fine.
Smiling happily, Clint let Bucky wrap his arm around his waist and lightly rested his own arm around Bucky's shoulders in turn.
And it's not like I'm gonna miss much. Tony's parties were never quite my jam.
Bucky added, leading the way along the familiar streets to his apartment building. Clint comfortable and warm against his side.